The New Orleans Saints begin the final stretch of three with the New York Jets, and practice is now underway. Stay with us. The New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap starts right now. The New Orleans Saints practice both indoor and outdoor today at the Osher Sports Performance Center as they begin the new week and get set for the New York Jets on Sunday at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly. John DeShazer is alongside. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap. John, it's been a while since you and I have talked a little football. The mini bye after the Thursday night loss to Atlanta.
Well, it gives you an opportunity to mentally and physically heal. Physically as much as anything, because the Saints were a beat-up team coming out of that Atlanta game. A lot of guys went down with injury. They gave them an opportunity to nurse some of those injuries. And some of those guys who exited that game probably will be entering this game.
No doubt. Marshawn Lattimore is one of the guys that probably benefited from a little extra rest over the weekend.
I feel like I did pretty well. You know, I gave up too many catches. That's how I always feel, though. If I give up one, you know, I'm mad. So, I mean, I can always improve on everything. I mean, I was guarding one of the best receivers in the league. So, that was a challenge, but, you know, I think I stepped up and tried to do all I can for my team.
Lattimore, of course, had an interception in the last game. He also had to deal with one of the NFL's best receivers covering Julio Jones for the first time.
Yeah, he found out a little bit about himself covering Julio Jones, and that will reveal something to every cornerback. Julio Jones is big. He's fast. He's physical. He really is the primo receiver in the league, along with Antonio Brown of Pittsburgh. But those two guys are kind of head and shoulders above everybody else, and Julio Jones can embarrass you if you're not on top of your game.
No doubt. News of the day, obviously, is who's back on the practice field for the New Orleans Saints. John, notable names. Thankfully, back and maybe actually getting themselves ready for action this weekend.
Yeah, list is so long, I've got to read it. Left guard Andrews Pete is back. Kenny Vaccaro, who exited the game, he was back. Teron Armstead was on the field. Alvin Kamara, who left with a concussion, he's back on the practice field. Andrews Pete was back on the practice field. So a lot of guys were back that the Saints are going to need.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll get the official word or the official injury list for this Wednesday a little bit later on New Orleans Saints.com. We'll actually have to track that as we go along throughout the week. I wouldn't say that everybody back in the practice field today means that they're a sure go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes you're back out there, and if you're in a limited capacity, or you might even dial back on you as the week progresses. So that's why you pay attention to the injury report. We did not notice on the field, though, however, A.J. Klein, linebacker, Trey Hendrickson, defensive lineman, or Ted Ginn Jr., the wide receiver. So, again, those situations are to be monitored.
All right, no doubt. Hey, three games left, and right now there are two guys about to go over 1,000 yards in their respective categories, Mark Ingram and Michael Thomas, and certainly, if not this week, have plenty of time to achieve those milestones for this season.
Yeah, both of those guys went over 1,000 last year. I think Michael Thomas had 1,137 yards, and Mark Ingram had 1,043 rushing yards, and both of those guys are really close to eclipsing 1,000 with three games remaining. So a good mark for both of those guys. Both of those guys headed for career years. Now, Michael Thomas, a second-year receiver, so obviously anything over 1,137 is going to be his career high. But Mark had his first 1,000-yard rushing season last year, and he's on a nice pace.
Yeah, and quarterback Drew Brees feels like both guys have improved upon those marks from last year with their play and their contributions to the Saints offense this season. Brees spoke about both guys after practice, starting with Mark Ingram.
Mark's having a phenomenal year, and Mark's heart and soul, man. He's one of the heart and soul guys in this locker room. I mean, someone who everyone respects, everyone roots for, wants to block for, wants to hand off to, wants to be successful. Just because we see the way he works, we see his approach. Not a more life guy, not a guy who works harder or is just more positive. Creates great energy, you know, around the locker room, game day. Just a great guy to be around. He's a guy you want to win for. I think more polished in a lot of ways. You know, he came in really raw, and I mean, there's certain innate traits that he has that you just don't find. He is extremely competitive. His work ethic is second to none. You know, his focus and intensity during practice. I mean, every rep is like a game rep to him, and that's really rare. Listen, when it comes to playing the wide receiver position, especially as you learn the offense and begin to understand the nuances and some of the adjustments that you have to be able to do on the fly, those are all things that just take time. And so going from last year where he was just really raw to now being a guy who understands the bigger picture, understands what's happening around him, understands ways to get open, understands slight variations to routes based upon look or leverage or coverage or whatever it might be. So he's really matured in that way.
All right, so Drew Brees on those two guys and their standout seasons once again. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the individual honors for different Saints here as we wind down the regular season. The latest, Mike Maudie, the linebacker from Mandeville, is this year's Ed Block Courage Award winner.
For me, it just kind of symbolizes the road I've taken to get back on the football field. I mean, to be voted by your teammates for an award like this, it makes it all the more special. But, you know, I can't take all the credit for this award myself. I mean, I had a whole team around me this offseason that helped me and supported me throughout my whole journey back to doing what I love to do, and starts with my wife, number one, and a whole lot of doctors and my family and the people that believed in me that I could come back, and me just going to work and continuing to just believe in the process and know that if there was a way back on the field that I would find it. So
you're up to speed on this Wednesday. Tomorrow on the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap, more from Saints quarterback Drew Brees. He'll be talking about destiny, John. Destiny is in the hands of the Saints here with three to go.
Yeah, they control their own. Now they don't have to depend on outside help in order to get in the playoffs, and that's got to be a great feeling for the Saints to know that what you do on the field determines where you go in the playoffs.
Yeah. And tomorrow we'll zero in a little bit more on the New York Jets, who will bring a formidable defensive front to New Orleans on Sunday. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.